Hello, I am Dr. David Matto, and this is a Slice Your Age quickie.
Welcome to Slice Your Age, the show where we help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. Now, here's your host and personal coach, Dr. David Matto.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? This is Dr. Dave, and I'm here for another quickie. And before I get started, I just want to remind you, if you're a first-time listener, or even if you're not a first-time listener, we've got so much going on at sliceyourage.com. So we've got detailed show notes for every episode we've ever done. And any way to contact us, we've got recipes. We've got a lot of cool stuff going on. And if you're not even sure how to subscribe to the Slice Your Age podcast on iTunes, you can actually go to SliceYourAge.com, and there's a link to it right there. By the way, we highly suggest that you subscribe to Slice Your Age, the podcast, because when you do, every time we do a new episode, it gets automatically downloaded to your device. It's the best way to do it. So let's get on with today's quickie. So this morning, I went out for about a 7.5 mile run, and I was doing some thinking towards the end of the run that I cannot remember any time in my life that I finished a run, a walk, a workout at the gym, any type of exercise. I cannot remember any time in my life that I ever said I was sorry that I did that workout or I was sorry that I did that run. It's never happened. In other words, every single time without exception, maybe unless I got injured or something, which is I can't remember the last time I've been injured, every single time without exception, I was extremely happy and felt great that I got the workout done. Now, contrast that to how I cannot even count how many times in my life, and it's been a lot. I'm human. I'm just like you guys. How many times I have said to myself, you know, I just don't feel like doing that workout now. Nah, I'm a little bit too lazy to go for a run. I'll do it later. And you know something? The later generally does not come when I think it's going to come. So normally a day would go by and I thought I was going to work out later, which will be in the afternoon. And I just got too busy or something else came up and it never happened. So that's why I go back to the point where when I get up in the morning, and by the way, I have found that for me, without question, morning is the absolute best time to do a workout because I wake up, I'm fresh. I can schedule the time in the morning. The rest of the day does not get in the way. And I do it. And believe me, sometimes I do not feel like getting out of bed and doing a long run. But I know that if I do it, if I push myself to get out of bed, do the workout, when I'm finished, I will have gotten it done and I will feel fantastic. And it's almost like I can check it off. Done. And I don't have this hanging over me for the rest of the day. Dave, are you gonna get to do that run? Are you gonna get to do that walk? Are you gonna work out? Are you gonna do crunches or whatever it is? I get it done first thing, and that's it. So I'm just wondering, how many times have you made excuses? You thought you were gonna get up first thing and do some type of workout, but then of course your bed is so darn comfortable and warm, and you just go back and you say, you know, I'll do that workout later. How many times has that happened? And how many times has it happened where that later just doesn't come? I bet a lot. I'm betting on that. I really am. So my advice for you today, and we're going to keep this pretty short today, but it's actually, I think it's life-changing advice because, again, it's just so simple. But if you think about this and take it to heart and really just take it seriously, schedule your workouts. You know, we talk about the Magic Four, and for those of you that may be new, Magic Four means I highly recommend the best distance to get out there and walk is 4 miles. And you can go back and listen to some other shows I've had, and we talk about the Magic Four a lot, but schedule your Magic Four. Don't just think it's going to happen sometime during the day when you get a chance. You got to schedule it into your day, and again, I highly recommend doing it in the morning before your busy day starts. Just get it done, and you'll feel so good. So I'd like to hear what you all think. feel free to email me. Again, go to sliceyourage.com and you can reach me in any way. It tells all the ways to get in touch with me. Send me an email. I'm curious to see if you agree with me that first thing in the morning is the best time. I'd like to hear some of the excuses you make for not getting your workout done or not wanting to get it done when you think you want to do it. And I'd also like to hear from anybody out there that actually got a workout done and then afterwards you were just upset and you felt lousy. It just generally doesn't happen. So if it's happened to you, let me know. I want to know about it. But I hope this is pretty helpful for you today. I know I live by this advice. It's my advice, but I totally live by it. I think you will as well. And I'll tell you, what I'll do is hopefully get back to you pretty soon with either a regular edition of our podcast or another quickie. These quickies are fun. I hope you like them, but we have a little bit for everything. Quickies, if you're really on the move and don't have time, and the regular length episodes, which generally run about 45 to 50 minutes. They're all good. Pick and choose the ones you like, the ones that resonate with you. Until next time, I am Dr. David Matto.
Thank you for listening to Slice Your Age. You are no longer alone on this journey.
Slice your age.